Gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Hello, Mark.
Ted and Charles are in, and you guys were down at the tax day protest yesterday at Mayor Hanna's office.
That's correct.
And you weren't protesting the Medicaid block granting.
No, not exactly.
Not exactly. No. It was crowded down there. Yes. There was a lot of people who wanted to get their opinions out. It was a big day for taxes.
Yep.
What were you guys down there for?
Well, I feel that the crisis the country's in right now, much of it has been manufactured by tax cuts. Had we not had huge tax cuts under Reagan and then under Bush and then recently, we wouldn't be in quite the predicament we're in right now. And so, therefore, I was there yesterday to make my opinion known to the congressman. I have no problem paying taxes, but I would like everyone to be paying his or her fair share of taxes.
I focused with the congressman, at least his representative, on one specific thing, and that was the first piece of legislation that the congressman sponsored. And it had to do with cutting the tax rate for the highest level down to 25%, especially for business. And my point at that particular time was, if we're going to have a 25% tax rate, why not have a 25% minimum tax rate that all corporations have to pay?
So you guys, you feel that the larger corporations aren't pulling their weight with the tax system?
Well, that's definite. I mean, all you have to do is look online for information, like Forbes, or you can look on banking kinds of sites, and you can find 25 to 100 corporations that are paying less than 20%. Some are not paying at all. They're getting special tax breaks, so they're getting money back, like GE.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a real problem.
Now, if it was up to me, I would give the tax breaks to these large corporations on the stipulation that they do not outsource any of their work. Everything stays within this country because we don't make anything anymore in America. We don't make anything, and that's what's really hurting us. That's what I would do. I don't know if it would work or not, or if it would be very popular.
Well, it has not worked over the last 30 years. Many people advocate keeping taxes very low, especially on the very wealthy, and that will then trickle down and help the middle class and the lower class. And that's absolutely been untrue and unsuccessful in the last 30 years. It has not worked. In fact, the opposite has happened. You just alluded to jobs being shipped overseas and our economy being kind of gutted out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all happened in the last 30 years. And I think it needs to stop, and we need to focus on rebuilding our country.
Now, what would your plan be?
Well, among other things, I'm certainly no tax expert. I'm simply an individual private citizen who is very angry with the way things have been going. As a start, I do think that the powerful and the wealthy should be paying a higher tax rate. I have a chart here from tax.com, Martin Sullivan, an accountant. He has a New York City janitor making with an adjusted gross income of $33,080. He pays an income tax, according to the IRS tables, of $3,168 and payroll taxes, that is Social Security and Medicare, of $5,062, an effective tax rate of 24.9%. This accountant contrasts that to a millionaire, adjusted gross income of $1,167,000, paying an effective tax rate of 14.7%. So we have a janitor in New York City paying 24.9% effective tax rate, and then we have a millionaire in New York City paying 14.7%. That seems grossly unfair to me.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make sense, really. If the average person really can't wrap their mind around these tax numbers.
I agree.
And it's very tough. And a lot of these corporations and the very wealthy of the countries, they have the luxury of being able to afford the best tax lawyers out there that money can buy, that they can work around the system and find loopholes and how to get your money back here. But like your janitor friend probably does them with the computer software online.
Mm-hmm. Well, it used to be that the legal departments of big corporations, the ones who had to handle the tax, that's what they used to do. They used to basically handle the tax. Now what they're handling is all the loopholes and all the incentives and so forth that are in the tax code. They're trying to figure out how the corporation can get away with paying the least.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, many of the corporations are getting rebates.
Yeah.
They're getting money back from the tax code. They're getting huge amounts of money, billions. GE, for instance, got about 1.3 last year, 2010. They did very well. And as a matter of fact, they have a huge tax department that works.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. We're joined with by Ted and Charles today, and they were down at the tax day protest in front of Congressman Richard Hanna's office. And you guys are just two average citizens that want to get your voice out. And you were down there, and you did. How do you think that the congressman is has done so far in his term?
You really want to know?
I assume not very well.
I would say that, and it's still early in the congressman's term, so I wouldn't pronounce any hard and fast judgments on him yet, but my suspicion is that, and he has voted for tax cuts and business tax incentives, my suspicion is that he is really representing those people with very high incomes and not the people of the Mohawk Valley. If you look at the Mohawk Valley, there aren't the income in the area is rather depressed compared to much of the country.
I think that the average income is like $25,000
around. Exactly,
that.
Exactly. And so I would hope that the congressman will respond to the constituents in the Mohawk Valley with a tax policy that benefits the people of this area.
Yeah, and I just to be fair and balanced, because I want to be fair and balanced, I know that's the big hot topic. Or the big catchphrase these days is to be fair and balanced. So right. I want to make sure I'm fair and balanced. And I did offer the congressman to come on the show today, but he's I don't think his schedule is permitting. So just to get it out there.
Just that's good. And I wish he had. One of the things I'd like to ask him, for instance, when he voted for the budget resolution for 2012, Congressman Ryan's proposal a path to prosperity, when he voted for that, with all that contains in terms of Medicare and Medicaid, and trying to get rid of both of those programs, one by block granting and the other by basically a voucher system, how can he at the same time say that he is in favor of protecting Social Security?
Right.
I think he has to be very clear that he can't vote for one thing that says we're going to get rid of it and then say to all the people, including senior citizens of this area, I'm behind you.
Right.
I'm going to protect you.
Hi, Talk of the Town. You're on.
Hey, good morning. I'm kind of back again, a second time calling for today. But I'd like to bring up something about what the gentlemen are talking about
sure.
taxes and, you know, the wealthy paying their fair share and whatever. I used to do a while back quite a few presidential missions in that, and it wasn't unusual for governors or congressmen or whatever in the area to go, you know, when the president was there to show their face. At any rate, Pataki used to use Mayor Bloomberg's jet quite a bit and other corporations. Mayor Bloomberg had a Falcon jet that was three-engine capable of going from New York to Paris, you know, nonstop, no problem at all. Look at the registration tail and number on the jet.
Okay.
Not registered USA. So I talked to the guys, and this is not on, you know, this happens a lot in the corporate world. The jet was registered to an offshore island. Okay? Reason being, for taxes. You got a $40, $50 million jet. Why would you register it in New York State and have to pay the taxes on it? Here we have the mayor of New York City, one of the largest cities in the world, registering his private jet offshore to beat the New York taxes. However, I guess the guys that are in right now, and me and you, we can't beat the New York taxes, and if we were, I'm sure that Bloomberg, if we had lived in the city, owned an apartment building or whatever, that Bloomberg would say that you guys got to pay your fair share of taxes.
Yeah, and you know what? It goes back to finding the loopholes. If you register your plane in Canada, then it's, you know, you could get away with it. But
you know, Mark, I mean, you know, if you did it, or I did it, or the guys on, you know, that you're talking to did it, that's kind of one thing. But here's the guy who was the mayor of the city, who was probably beating other people. saying, listen, you got to pay your taxes on the buildings, on the business you own, whatever, whatever, whatever. And, you know, one of the wealthiest men that he is, he's beating the taxes of New York State, New York City, while he's probably chastising other people not to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that's the bad part.
Yeah, it's everything's got to be looked at, it looks like. So thanks for the call. And it goes back to the corporate taxes beating the, you know, American citizen.
Well, if you look at the way our tax code is written, it's written by people who are elected by in a system in which corporations and wealthy people supply most of the funding for their elections, and then they turn around in Washington and they write the tax code to benefit themselves and very high-income individuals and corporations. They create the tax loopholes, and then the corporations and wealthy people take advantage of them. And what we need to do is to tell our representatives that we don't want any more of that. We want people who can afford to pay their taxes to pay them and not have loopholes that are crafted especially for them.
Now, do you guys plan on going to the congressman's office when he's there and holding? Because he's been pretty accessible. He's made it a point to get a lot of satellite offices in his district. Do you plan on going to see him face to face when he's in
town?
I
do. Yes,
we'd like to. Yes.
Excellent. Yes. Well, good luck with that. And I think it's a great you guys. It's nice to see some private citizens taking an active role in the government. That's all I got to say.
We're trying.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More Talk of the Town coming up. I got the Working Party's family representative from yesterday. I got her audio. We'll play that coming up. Plus Ed Walsh from AAA and Ed Myers from Ripley's. Believe it or not, it's Easter time, and he's got some fun Easter facts for you. More Talk of the Town with Mark Pearsall coming up on 95.5 FM WUTQ.